You're listening to SBS News.
74-year-old Rick Talbot has had a few medical issues in his time. He's undergone triple bypass surgery and he's had a stroke. His grandfather died at the age of 59 and his father wasn't much older when he had a heart attack. With all that in mind, he wasn't leaving anything to chance.
At 62, he dropped dead with a beer in his hand and that was it. And so I thought, I don't want to finish up like my grandfather and my father. It's about time I started to have a look at it.
Mr. Talbot has continued to closely monitor his blood pressure given his medical and family history, but a new study suggests many Australians have high blood pressure and don't know it. The research conducted by the Baker Heart and Diabetes Institute over a 12-year period revealed nearly one in five have what's known as masked hypertension. Researcher at the Institute, Professor Jeff Head, says it means the condition may be going undiagnosed.
Their blood pressure is high during their normal daily life, which is what we're measuring. But when they go to the clinic and have it measured, it's relatively normal, or it's under the threshold for being classed as having high blood pressure. And that's about one in five.
Professor Head says normally they would expect about a third of the Australian population to have high blood pressure, but the 24-hour monitoring has revealed it's about 43% of people. He says using the 24-hour monitoring device for the study provides a more accurate way to test a person's blood pressure. Professor Head says there can be limitations to the testing done by your local GP, and with the condition being linked to death from heart attacks and stroke, he says a proper reading is vital.
Other risk factors such as having relatives with high blood pressure or having heart attacks early in life, you can have a genetic predisposition. And so depending on this number of risk factors that you have, the risk of having a stroke can be amplified dramatically if you have high blood pressure as well.
But at a cost of about $120 and with no Medicare rebate, many are choosing not to take the test.
Overwhelmingly, the barrier to using this technique is the cost to the patient. There are so many people who are struggling to find the money to have this test done, and this is something that the government should be reimbursing.
Professor Head, along with a number of other doctors, have applied to have the test approved to be subsidised, but that is at least 12 months away. Mr. Talbot says everyone should be tested. It could be a lifesaver.
It tells you the information that you need. And so information is life-giving. And if you don't do it, well, then you're a fool.
Gloria Claish, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.